Okay, thank you, Matthias, and thank you everyone for coming to attend this presentation. I'm going to talk about IndieWiki, which is an open source project for visually browsing Wikipedia pages. So why the project was started? It's true that sometimes browsing over the plethora of information available through Wikipedia becomes a tedious and boring task. It's also true that Wikipedia is tough for newcomers. I mean, you get plenty of information when sometimes you just want to get a quick idea on an item. So with this project, we aim to create new ways of browsing the Wikipedia universe. And more specifically, as I said, sometimes you need to get a quick idea, even if this quick idea is get all the images of an article in one screen. Use it as a testbed for experimenting, because as I'll show you in a few minutes with some screenshots, IndieWiki gets breaks Wikipedia information on its basic blocks, which is images, titles of paragraphs, links, backlinks. This is a page that link to the initial page. And obviously, I want to give something back to the amazing community of Wikipedia. I find it truly amazing community. So before starting, let me point what some of the critics usually say about Wikipedia. Some people used to say that Wikipedia is unreliable and you can't use it as a tool for information. I strongly disagree with this. There are many excellent research taking place about how Wikipedia information is reliable. And one should first research on this, look on this research and then talk. Besides, as it's very clear here, I couldn't care less because we are talking about open source projects and nobody can say to you what you can do or what you can't. So what I mean by visually browsing some Wikipedia page, this is the main GUI of the application. We are making a search for Python programming language here. And what we get is the titles of the paragraphs, which are these. We get the text of every paragraph. So if I click on any of these paragraphs, I get the text. So it's easier to read the paragraph that you are interested and not get huge of pages with information. What we get here is the links that are found through this article. And most important, we get these images. Now, as we get informed here, this page has just one image, which is the first image. This is a screenshot. It's a small icon of the first image. So, what are the other images now? The other images are the first image of what IndieWiki considers as the most related terms on our query, which is Python programming. So we have found Ruby, Perl, this guy there, the creator of Zope, if I remember well. We get a link to Monty Python here. So these are the first images of all these articles. I'm going to explain you what will happen in a while if we click any of these buttons. But first, let me tell you that if I click next now, I'll get the next tenth of the first images that IndieWiki consider as the most related terms. So I can continue. I can keep on clicking next. I get the next 10 icons, which are probably would be something related with Python, Java, or whatever. We are going to discuss how IndieWiki finds this, how IndieWiki scores these articles and considers that Ruby is most important to show than Paris or I don't know, whatever link it finds here. So, if I click on the first image, which in the wiki considers as a native icon, because it has found this image on the inside the article that we are looking for, I get the image bigger. So instead of having this small icon, I get the image on its native size, which is this in our case. Now, if I click on any of the other images, I get redirected to the program performs a new query, a new search with this article. So here I have pressed on Zoop on this guy, and I get redirected to I'm performing a new search with Zoop, and I get all the basic data as I explained before, which is the titles, the text, links, and these images. So most related items with Zoop is Turbo Gear and all this Python, GNOME, which in most cases are indeed the most related items. So I get a really quick idea what Zoop has to do with by taking these icons. At least in my opinion. Okay, now the application is written on Python and PyQt4. This powers the GUI. We are still on beta version. The project has 3 or 4 months since it was started. It's a small program, as you can see, very few lines of code that Python enables to write a program with a few lines of code. We use this excellent library, Notebox library, to do the Wikipedia parsing, which is the hardest aspect in the application. And we provide executables for Windows users, so they won't have to install Python or PyQt or whatever. Now this bundles all the modules needed as PyQt, and it results in 30 megabyte of size, which is it's a huge size for such an application, but it works. That's what we are interested in, and we don't force Windows users to download Python, install it, blah blah. So these are the core modules we are using: PyQt for the GUI. These libraries, native Python libraries, to do the Wikipedia parsing. URL lib and a notebook, and we use threading. I didn't explain before that as soon as we perform a query, we get the images on asynchronous mode. That is, we get the first, we might get the first image, the fourth, all asynchronously. We don't expect them to be loaded serially. A few details about the GUI. It's composed by several classes, functions, and it displays images on an asynchronous way. And there are many emits. This is for Qt programmers, obviously, this information. Many emits, because of the first rule of xlib, you don't make any GUI changes. You make them only from the main class. Otherwise, your program will crash all the time. We're keeping on with several information about the program. Now, what's important to my opinion? This is a homemade algorithm which definitely can be improved. It's how in the wiki gets the links, how it scores the links that it gets. So, if we perform a search on a Wikipedia article, we have many useful information we can get from Wikipedia itself. This is the links, obviously. What are the links? What articles are linked from our page? These are the backlinks, a very important piece of information. Which Wikipedia articles point to our Wikipedia article. Now, if we perform a query for a place, it might easily link to to a date or to a place or whatever, or to CIA, I don't know. But if we get this page, the CIA date, whatever, linking back to us, this strongs a strong relation. We have a bidirectional relation. So we score these links with 4. A plus B equals 4. Now, we also get from the Wikipedia API another very useful piece of information, and that is what our search query, what categories it belongs. I name them C, D, to X. A Wikipedia article might belong to many different categories. Now, we are looking, if we find that our article belongs to one category, we are looking what other articles belong to this category, and if we find one of them, and we score each one of them with 1. So we get all this, we create a big list out of this, and we score them. If we have one article that it's linking back to us and it belongs to one category that we belong, then it gets a higher score. And the program then looks at the highest scores and it displays these images. That's why when we are performing for Python, for example, we get Ruby and Java, and we don't get 2001 or Paris. This definitely can be improved. This is subject to ideas and discussion. Now, this is the newer version that we are planning to apply. Replace all the, make the GUI much friendlier. Replace all the ugly and boring bottoms with icons like this. And instead of showing clear text, show the display the HTML of the article. Now, this is much better. The only problem I see here is that it distracts the eyes. You are supposed to make a tool that it makes things easier. Now, if we fill it with all these fancy buttons, we might distract the eyes and don't get it very clear. Actually, this I'm supposed to add this button is this button will display will open the article on a web browser, and this will show the translations that our article belongs. If we are looking for Paris, for example, on the English Wikipedia, and we press this button, we'll get the information that Paris is also translated on French or Greek or whatever language. And from a click, you might get the extra information. Okay, and that's what I mean visually browsing Wikipedia pages. I'm looking for a keyword here, Greek islands, French islands, whatever. And if I click on whatever icon I like out of this, and I get transferred to the new article. Several these information are whoever downloads the presentation will see all this information about how the GUI is powered. There's no point to we are lacking the time to explain all this. Briefly, I discussed several of how several of the bottoms are enabled. And When I are powered, and when I click for a title, I get the paragraph on the main text browser. So that's the most important thing for me. What can be done for in the Wiki project? One could try to port the application for the web, so you don't have to download the GUI. You just visit it through a website. The display of HTML is not as easy as it sounds, because there are very few tools to convert the information from media wiki markup that we get from Wikipedia to HTML so that we can display it. I've contacted several developers on this issue, but still haven't found an ideal solution. Overall aesthetics can be improved, because this application is supposed to help people and not so people should have a nice GUI to use. Whatever. Get responses from multiple Wikipedia sites. As I said, find a way to add all this extra information. Okay. The presentation is on the web, so anyone interested can see it. Thank you very much for your time.